Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places so they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Friday edition of 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Alex Comas. It's game day edition. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TV Employees Credit Union as Tennessee welcomes, but not really. What, like right out of the gate? Like, we have...
I need it bad.
The baseball series of the year starting tonight. Aces on the mound, ready to rock and roll. Weather's supposed to be beautiful.
A crisp spring evening.
Bring a jacket.
It's going to feel like playoff baseball, Houston.
Major league playoff baseball. Because college finishes
series
in the summer.
Like July?
Yeah.
What?
So isn't like College World Series in July?
No, June.
Mm. Yeah, they both just start with a J.
About the same weather.
Four letters. J-U. You had it. You were right there.
Playoff baseball.
Sort of. Big series, man.
It's a big series.
Are contenders?
Yeah. It is. What are the rankings? Two top five teams?
Yeah, it's like 2-4, maybe.
Shoo-wee, buddy. Which ranking do we like more? D1 baseball?
Whichever one has us the highest, Nate. Whichever one has us the highest.
I think we don't like Baseball America.
Yeah.
D1 baseball, as of April 11th, has us at number 5. Vanderbilt at number 2.
According to UT Sports, preview number 3 Vols and 2
Where
Doors.
Where did they find
that? I don't know. I don't care.
So baseball is basically like 1950s college football.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Well, they have a playoff. You know, it all gets decided on the field.
It's not like, oh, yeah, these two teams didn't play. This team lost 2 games. This team was undefeated. But we like the team that lost 2 games more. They're our national champion. Mm-hmm. And then some other polls like, nope, these guys. So you got 2 national champions.
For Baseball America, as of April 12th, we are also at number 5.
Yeah, these guys stink.
They have Vanderbilt at 6.
Huh. Oh, we're ahead of them in that poll.
Yes.
Oh, maybe we should go with that one. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what's better.
No, because if you lose, then the underdog got the upset.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Oh, it's USA Today. We're number 3.
Love that USA Today.
So USA Today.
Wait, doesn't Dan Wolken write for USA Today?
Yeah, I can't.
It's the coaches' poll.
Okay, yeah, coaches.
Yeah, okay.
Coaches. We like the coaches.
Vanderbilt 2, Tennessee 3.
Coaches.
I hate that LSU guy.
That's pretty insane. First 4 all SEC teams.
We hate that coach. Yeah, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, Mississippi State. And then Ole Miss is at 6.
Yeah.
So you got 5 of the top 6 teams in one conference.
Oh, wow.
Imagine if they didn't have to play each other. How good do you think they could
exactly.
be?
They say that about this league every year. We cannibalize ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, but see, baseball's figured it out that it doesn't matter. Like, just
true.
Keep them up there.
Oh, big one.
I know.
It's a big one.
What time does it start? Is it 7?
7.
7. You going to be there, Comas?
I'm going to try to be. I had heard a rumor, I don't know if it's official, that they were opening up capacity a little bit.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
A little bit.
Gates open, what, 1.5 hours before the game? So that should be
90 minutes.
30. And I heard from some insiders yesterday. That for one of the Florida games, even the student tickets were gone in 8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So they were going to be lining up early for this one.
Supposed to go to campus at 3:30 to hang out at my friend's apartment until we decide to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I'll swing by the stadium and see if there's people already lining up at 3:30.
They're probably lining up right now.
Does
camp mean. Out.
Probably putting the tent up.
The baseball entrance for students, is it still just that little turnstile?
Yeah.
So they don't check you down like they do at football, so you could sneak in alcohol if need be.
Yes, you could.
Easy,
yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
Easy. They sell beer there.
Yeah, I did notice when I was watching one of the games this past weekend that there was a girl drinking, I think, a Truly.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's no way they sell those at the baseball games.
They sold
them at the basketball
They sold
games.
Some kind of seltzer.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
They do sell seltzer. Are you sure it was a Truly?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I think I remember seeing them.
They're selling
Truly.
I thought they were selling
basketball
that other
games.
That other brand. Remember that? We couldn't remember.
Oh, like no, name. That was.
Are you thinking of Vizzy?
No, it's a double name like something.
I know
something.
What you're talking about. That was just one flavor though, right?
Bond
it was like
something.
Like a peach.
I thought I. Yeah. I'm like 95% certain they had Truly at the basketball games this season.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't go to any, so.
Boo.
You didn't miss much the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But
things are looking up on the basketball front. It happened. We told you on the show yesterday, like it was going to happen.
Okay, this is WTK. They said 50% capacity for the series.
Yeah, that's who I'm covering the game for on Saturday.
So
that's how I'm getting in for sure.
Did you guys break this news? Is it accurate?
WUTK? Student radio?
If Benny Smith told
us,
I'm assuming Benny posted it. If he posted it, like that's the word.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
Who's Benny?
You know Benny.
He's the station manager.
Yeah, there you go.
Station manager.
Wait. In the chat.
Okay, what had it been before? 25%?
25.
Yeah.
So they just doubled capacity. Like, how do you get those tickets? Come on, UT. Like, let people know. Like,
well, there's nothing on Tennessee's site.
So they're just not going to advertise it? They're not, are they? Because
probably
they
not.
Know. Because they know that
they'll
so
be back
many people.
Oh, my God.
No, they know that so many people will show up for the visitor return tickets like you've had to do to get in these other games.
So they're just figuring.
They'll have them, but they don't want other people to show up and then not get tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or they're just opening up to students.
Could be. You know what they should do?
doubling capacity and
build a bigger stadium.
All students? No, just 100%.
Well, that's fine too.
That would quadruple. Yeah,
no, but what I'm saying is our max capacity, like our biggest crowd ever, 6,000. You don't think this team would be attracting like 10 to 15 for a series like this if we had the stadium?
Not yet. Maybe.
Oh, get out of here.
I might get 8.
I'm with Nate.
I think they could touch 10.
The look of disgust you just gave Nate.
I mean, it's an in-state rival. They're a top 5 team.
I understand that.
They're really good.
I understand that.
There's nothing else to cheer for over there.
They've got all. They're going to have all these. They're going to have half the seats going to be empty tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
They
just
could
open them up.
I'm saying,
why do we
build
need more seats?
Because Tony V wants them.
You know how dumb UT is.
I thought you were about to say how dumb you are.
No.
I was like, okay.
No.
Sorry, I want the fans to have a ticket if they want to.
No. They're having graduations in Neyland Stadium, right?
We go
on. I'm telling you. They
okay,
are.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody I know is graduating. Said they're only allowed four.
Yeah, I'm graduating.
You're graduating too?
Yeah.
No, this didn't come from you, though. This came from another student.
True.
They're only allowed 4 tickets for their graduation. Like, for their friends and family to come to the graduation.
Last year it was 2.
Yeah, it's 4 tickets, but then they just emailed us and we are allowed to request 2 more additional ones.
Okay,
so
well,
6.
Well, this guy did the math. If everyone at the graduation brought 4 people, like whatever, the stadium would be at like 4% capacity. For football games, 25%. Graduation, 4. 5. Like, he's like, I mean, he's got step parents. Like, he's having to pick between his step parents.
Ooh, yeah.
He's got a brother, longtime girlfriend, like parents, grandparents, step parents.
They don't have to be in the stadium. Just get to meet them for a party afterwards.
I'm just saying, though, isn't that kind of weird?
It's a little
weird. They're going to be between 4 and 5% capacity for graduation, but 25 for football. Like, what?
They're saving lives, Nate. Shut up. Gosh.
Vaccinated. I don't know.
Ed has informed me that he got 10 tickets in right field for $25 each on Vivid Seats for Sunday's game.
What? Cheap as that's on Vivid
Seats.
He
then said that
like
on UTSports.com there will be tickets available beginning 90 minutes before each game for $10 per ticket.
Online?
No, at the gate, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the ticket office.
Yeah, yeah.
So he says if you want tickets, just show up 5 hours before the game. Because there's going to be a line.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Baseball school.
I can't remember. Somebody always DMs me this when we have this conversation. Somebody, it's one of the 37.
It's
always,
Callum. Just say it.
No, it's not Callum. I don't remember who it is, or I would. Well, I don't know. Maybe they don't want to be known, but they're like, "Hey, I work in ticket office. This is what you need to do." They always need a scoop.
Oh, really?
We got an insider.
Right.
Well, just put them in an envelope and label it Nate.
Fan on radio
or Houston.
There's not an event over at the University of Tennessee that I would wait 5 hours in line for.
It turned into a tailgate, Dave. You go over there, have a couple of, beverages.
Are you saying that?
No, like, open container, though. Pour it into a cup, please.
Like, in the current state, there's not an event.
Tennessee, this is the biggest series maybe in the history of Tennessee baseball.
And the sad thing is I probably won't watch a single pitch.
Why are you here?
I got a busy weekend.
It's true.
He is.
Would it matter?
Probably not.
If you weren't busy. Yeah, okay.
Don't know. It's a little. It's chillier this weekend, so I'd probably be inside.
Yeah, it's like a high of 58 tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's rainy.
So I doubt I'd be.
Rainy?
No.
Yeah.
Why does it rain every time?
No, it's not.
It's not rainy tomorrow.
I didn't think so.
Oh. I saw showers on the forecast. Tell me. If I'm
not. 30%.
Okay.
Scattered showers.
That's
30%.
Nothing. That's just. Anything below 30, and they're risking it. It's East Tennessee this time of year. You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You probably should just leave it at 50 every day. Yesterday was beautiful.
I wish I could get into baseball.
It's 30% for the
well,
the day tomorrow.
Step one would be to just watch one game.
Yeah, maybe just watch the game tonight, Davey, on your TV.
I think the last game I watched from start to finish was the Braves game where the fans were throwing trash on the field after the infield fly. That was not an infield fly.
Yeah, that was
weird graphic.
You think?
Oh, wait, the graphics team's back at it?
I don't know who made that one.
No, that was just a
we'll get to that later when we get person. We're focusing on baseball.
I also think when I talk positive about UT, it drains me, and the depot's not as good, so
oh,
I become like an
yeah.
energy vampire.
Yeah, and you say so much positive about Tennessee.
Yesterday I did, and look what happened to the depot.
You read Wikipedia.
Through, yeah.
I was drained of energy from being positive during the show.
What does that have to do with you not watching the movie the night before? Yeah.
No,
okay.
I was drained. Like, there was no energy.
But you didn't watch the movie that you
I might have been able to recall, though, like, mentally, like,
no.
hit a state of mind to where I could just pull that from years past and then have that information available and then give my rendition of the story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Eric, number 37, says, tonight's game will be the first baseball game I watched since watching my last Braves game in 2009. I'm kind
of
pumped.
You didn't watch any of the Florida series? That was a great series.
Yeah. I'm just worried, man.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried people are going to tune in for the first time, and we're going up against Rocker tonight, Leiter
tomorrow.
Who got
shelled against Georgia.
Do a bounce back.
Do you remember what happened when we played Georgia?
We won the series.
We swept them, I think, right?
No, we won
two out of three. Yeah. Oh, that's right. They got us on that weird first game.
I just saw in the USA Today poll they have the most votes out of non-ranked teams.
So, Georgia does?
Yeah. So they're just outside the top 25.
And they shelled Rocker. Shelled him. Your boy. You got your Vandy hat ready for tonight?
His boy's Leiter. He gets to see him Saturday. I mean,
he might get to watch Rocker tonight.
Alex hasn't touched the ground since he walked in this morning. He gets to cover the game when his favorite Vanderbilt pitcher's on the mound. You going to get his autograph? You got a card already?
You got your jersey? Is his name on the back?
Do they do college baseball cards?
Just let me know when you guys are done.
It'll be a long time.
Make sure and take a black and silver Sharpie, depending on what he's signing.
That's a good point. Yeah. Good point by you. Vol Navy tweets in, isn't it funny? Football team stinks it up. $100 per ticket. Baseball's on fire. $10.
Can't get in.
$10 and you can't get in. Yeah. Build that man a bigger stadium. Better facilities.
I mean, let's just try and fill up the one we have first. That was my only point.
That has nothing to do with.
Well, yeah, we're saying
demand. Demand is there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. I mean, I agree with you, but we also need a bigger, better stadium with more unique things for the baseball team to have, you know, workout wise.
So, what's the capacity now? 6,000.
I thought it was like 4 something.
I think our biggest crowd ever is like 5,500. Callum sent me this the other day. I'll see if I can find it.
4,283 is the official capacity, according to UTSports.com. Mm.
I mean, come 4,000 people? But was it? They've had like 1,500 at the first Florida game, that night game on Friday, was 1,500 people. So I think they can get it to about 6, like capacity.
Hmm? What do you mean? If they have 1,500 at the Florida game.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they sitting in the 4,200 seats? What do you mean? Why are you adding those numbers together?
I'm just telling you what the biggest crowd is. I guess they're standing room or they're not counting some. I don't know.
The biggest crowd ever was
6,000.
Okay.
And I think that biggest crowd ever is what they're getting their 25% number off of. Not ticketed, you know, not seats.
Right. No, there is standing room. That's what the student was telling me about for one of the Florida games. They opened some gate over by the playground and just let a bunch of students in. But they didn't have a seat.
I like that.
They had to just stand somewhere, I guess, over
They
on
didn't have a
side.
Seat. There's a bunch of open seats.
Exactly.
Prove you just point. Go sit in one.
Can't.
COVID.
What, do they have it roped off?
Probably. Yeah.
What? So you could go over to a place all by yourself.
Don't try to use logic to explain it, Chris.
I mean, they put 25% people in Neyland Stadium for football. They put 4 for graduation. It's logic does not apply here.
Well, at least they're going 50 tonight. That's kind of awesome.
I mean, that's kind of like this weird scoop that I feel like only we have. Courtesy of this.
WTK tweeted it like 20 hours ago.
But no one's running with that. Like, how is that not the lead on every sports? I mean, like, it's the biggest
it's a good
thing
point.
Going right now.
Let's make it that. Here, watch this. It's called a quote tweet, folks.
Boom, hit it.
Let's blow it up.
At least if it's wrong, it's not us, too, if you quote
tweet. That's why you just got to say big if true.
Is this true? OMG. All right. Alex, tell Benny that I'm sorry if I get him in trouble.
Well,
just
not,
FYI.
I'll retweet from the station account.
Huh. Interesting fact by Jared. The guy who wrote No Country for Old Men went to the University of Tennessee before dropping out and joining the Air Force.
And Davey won't even watch
VFL Films.
Sad. My movie today is based off a true story.
Really narrowed it down there, Dave. Mm, yep. Thanks for that. It's a good tease.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Did we talk about this yesterday? This movie?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. I think I know. I think I remember. Mm. Actually, I don't remember. Well.
Callum gave us a nice preview we got to get to coming up.
What do you think of this one? So, Sevier County lifted their mask mandate at 11:59 last night.
Really?
Good for them. Let's bust these boys up to Smokey's Park.
Let's go.
What are we doing? That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when the Smokies move, that park's just going to be sitting there. Can we just, like, tear it down piece by piece and rebuild it? Take the parts we like, put them in the...
Probably cheaper just make a new one, new parts. But...
Oh, and they're going to sell it at a discount.
What will they do with that park there if they build downtown? Which looks like they are, right?
Didn't
they find the money for that somehow? Didn't they
reach I told you that one day this
agreement
week.
Agreement or something?
It was a grant, $13.5 million.
A grant?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Could they turn it into just like a sports complex? Like the Disney's Wide World of Sports?
Yeah.
All that parking.
Yeah.
You could turn it, you know, a couple small Little League fields or something like that.
Or get some, I mean,
it's a really good little spot there right off the exit. There's back up
of,
on the hill.
A lot of tournaments.
Maybe
down
just
there.
Turn it to like a zip line store.
Okay.
Trampoline.
No, I like your idea about multiple.
Well, maybe, there's one up in like
maybe just
deep in Sevierville.
Maybe just
Tennessee sports.
Build multiple fields, kind of coming off the center hub, like you normally do, like shorter fields,
yeah.
And that can be the.
That's
big
what I was thinking when I said
field.
High school games up there, or is the fence too deep?
Nah, you can move that in. Probably fine for high school, college, showcase games and stuff. Tennessee could play like one game a year up there or something.
Up there?
Yeah. So the Sevier County, you know. It's like Dollywood has the Sevier County Day.
I thought every day was Sevier County Day in Dollywood.
Nope.
You get a discount every day if you're from the county.
You get in free if it's Sevier County Day.
Free?
Pretty sure it's free. Maybe it's not free. Maybe it's like super cheap, though.
It's probably fair. They have to deal with all that traffic.
One of the workers said it's Sevier County Day. That's
the good day.
That's no.
Oh, that's not the that's good the, day.
It's crazy there on Sevier County Day.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy there every day.
I went once.
Some days more than
when
others,
it was.
Yes.
It was a very cold morning, and it was like it warmed up fine, but I guess the cold morning kept people out. I mean, it was like no lines for anything. It was amazing. But the that one roller coaster was shut down.
I went in the winter.
Because it was too
right
cold.
Right before they were about to close during a Tennessee bowl game once. Oh,
oh man.
One of those Butch Jones.
Oh, man.
It was dead. Dead to the world. It was awesome.
It was that the was that the Nebraska game?
Iowa, I think. No, I was with you at
our sponsor
for Nebraska. I think it was Iowa or Northwestern. It was one of those two. But I've also gone there on a Saturday. Perfect weather, just kids been begging to go, and I'm like, we're not going to ride anything, but come on. And we went, and it was packed. And I think they rode one thing, played on the playground for a while, and we came home.
Season pass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good
you can't.
That's the play. It's like
it's kind of either go all in or don't. Like
I mean, if you buy the season pass and use it twice, you've saved
we've
money.
Either had season passes or haven't gone the whole season. Like we haven't.
Right.
We've never done anything in between. Yeah. All right, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, the matchup.
Callum has sent us in the details.
I've got
also
it pulled up. Yep.
Got to talk
right
about
here.
Rick Barnes.
Big
oh,
Ricky
Rick
Barnes. He is just. Hey, in all seriousness, we talked about how this guy couldn't get a top 100 recruit, didn't want to recruit. And he got over that hump, the man's just reeling them in, just
reeling
bloop,
Rick.
Bloop, bloop. So if he can get over that hump, that's them going in the live well.
Okay. All right. I was like, is that what he's doing there with the reeling them in? Yeah.
He was able to get over that hump late in his career. Maybe, just maybe, we'll start performing in March.
Okay. Dogecoin to the moon.
Houston Church.
Getting there. Should have bought more. It's always what you say.
Huh?
It's what you always say when stocks go up. Should have bought more. Yeah. It's not really a stock. It's a crypto coin. Mm-hmm. But it has an infinite
it's
supply.
It's a commodity, right? Is that a commodity? Is crypto a commodity or not? It's just a...
I don't think so. I don't know. I just know that it's gone up like 500% last 2 days.
I guess it's not a commodity. It's
no. Commodity is like bacon. Gold.
It has to be a raw material to be a commodity.
Orange juice.
That's not raw.
Oranges.
That's raw.
Yeah.
There you go. But not orange
juice. Have you seen Trading Places?
It's not orange juice, though. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference.
Pork belly, which is used to make bacon that you might eat with a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Callum's head's going to explode if you keep talking commodities as we... He sent us all this info.
You brought commodities up, big boy.
So Callum has...
Buy Dogecoin, though. Save yourself. Make the money.
Make Houston rich.
No. Make yourself rich. This okay. thing's flying. Might get to 10 bucks. If it gets to 10 bucks...
I would just shoot for a dollar first.
Well, yeah. But it might get to 10. What about 100? What if it's the next Bitcoin? You know how many of these things I have? Thousands. Of that dog. Thousands of them.
Kumar Rocker on the mound tonight for Vanderbilt. Chad Dallas.
Cheese.
For Tennessee. Rocker is 7-1 on the season. 1.88 ERA. Appeared in 8 games. Been the starter for all those, obviously. He's a stud starting their ace pitcher. 48 innings pitched. 27 hits allowed. 12 runs, 10 of which were earned. 14 walks. 73 strikeouts in 48 innings.
Pretty good. That's pretty good.
.161 on base.
Wait,
Chad
what?
Dallas on base allowed, I guess, the OBA.
On base OBA?
On base percentage allowed.
I don't know some of the shorthand for
OBA
stats.
Is opposing batting average.
So that's slightly different, sorry. That would what I said would include walks, so scratch that. Yes. Mm. Opposing batting average.
Good to know.
What'd I say? On base allowed.
On base allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That
sorry.
Was very wrong.
I mean it was the right
big math guy
concept,
over here.
But that's not math, that's an acronym.
I know, I'm just kidding. I just admitted yeah. that I have no idea
yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
You know.
Opposing batting average. That makes more sense.
Ah, Josh. He's turned 50 and almost 200 on Dogecoin. Well done, Josh. Woo-hoo. Well done.
Chad
oh,
Dallas.
Oh, God. I got to get in this game. Tim Bailey. Good for him. He only has 96,000 Dogecoin. Hey, Tim, give me some of those. Just slide them my way.
Chad Dallas, 5-0 in the season. 4.21 ERA. 7 starts. 40.2 innings pitched. 38 hits. 20 runs. 19 of which were earned. 9 walks. 60 strikeouts. I mean, he's been dealing, too. And opposing hitters are averaging .238. Can be mm-hmm. a pitcher's duel tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though. I say that a lot of times when two good pitchers match up, and I've made this mistake before in SEC baseball,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, pitcher could be a pitcher's duel. But usually the teams that have really good pitching in SEC baseball, they also have the best hitting, too, typically. So sometimes... You know, it just depends. I mean, obviously, either or both of these pitchers could have a really good night, but they're also facing pretty good hitting lineups, obviously. So, you just never know. Could be a fun one, though. My wife has always said she likes watching, like, she doesn't like watching Major League Baseball as much because they're almost like too perfect with the plays in the field.
Mm-hmm.
She feels like in Major League Baseball, they either make the play.
Or they couldn't have made the play.
Or no one can make the play. So typically she enjoys the lower level of baseball rises enjoyment.
So you're like your old softball team.
So like, oh yeah, where a routine grounder can just be completely, you know. Or where a guy with no cleats might just slip and fall going around second base. Or a little league.
He has cleats now. I cleated him.
You never fell? We had some other people fall.
Exactly. Slid a little bit, but never fell.
I might be the MVP of your all's team by giving him the cleats.
If he comes through for us on Monday with those cleats.
I'm getting my second shot on Sunday, so we'll see how I feel Monday.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be all right.
Maybe it'll be like a teenage
mutant. I don't know. They said the day two after the second shot.
Maybe it'll be like a Ninja Turtle situation. You'll come in like just like mutated.
Like the ooze.
Well, we'll see. If I'm not feeling good when I wake up for the morning show, I just won't come in. I'll rest up.
Oh, okay. Thank you for telling us that.
You'd have time for a nap in between.
Hang on. You're not like communicable. You're just not going to feel good. You can come to work on Monday.
He's just trying to get out of doing the show.
He's already gotten you out of like every overtime on Monday. Like you've gotten enough time off. Okay, just show up to work. Do your job.
But I think college.
Don't think for a second that I can't get that little piece of paper that Nate fills out and put some remarks on there because I will do it. I know the professor's over there, Alex. I went there.
He's got the degree.
Yeah, speaking of, my end of semester evaluations due April 28th.
We'll see how you play Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. See how you do on the show. Yeah, yeah. Go out and tank Monday night. I will steal that paper.
If he comes through with like a championship winning hit, be like, wasn't great on the radio, but man, softball league. Perfect. Make sure he gets an A+.
Why'd you have to say the first part?
What?
Well, what?
Now I know.
Dang.
No, I was just. It wouldn't have any effect if I wrote down he's good on both. I had to make the joke.
What's the joke?
He's fine on the radio.
I agree.
Except for that one thing we talked about in the break where he added a Saturday onto a report. But
well, that's that.
I mean, it's only cost me like
that wasn't three. On the radio. That was just bookwork.
Yeah, but bookwork.
The bookwork's important. We don't get paid if the bookwork's not right.
If it's important, maybe a little more training. I mean,
I'm the one dealing with it, you know?
That's true.
Could triple check my work.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you double checked, but you looked at the wrong month.
I did double check.
You did. You double checked.
I just oversighted one date.
But you double checked the wrong month, so.
Oh, okay.
Remember? Yeah.
Oops.
It's okay. So everyone makes mistakes. We just don't want to make the same mistake twice. So I'll try and field grounders better at short, and
just keep helping the team.
Yep.
With cleats and moral
any
support.
Any more gear? Are you gonna? This is gonna be like a Mighty Duck situation. You gonna?
Buddy,
show up with
I got gear.
Awesome uniforms.
I got all kinds of gear.
Next game.
Meme machine.
What was I talking about before you?
Baseball.
Derailed?
Baseball.
So anyway. But I don't know. There's an element to college baseball that I like more than the majors because, well, first of all, I mean, you got the pitch clock, the between innings clock. It's nice. Just moves. The legends have made Tennessee a thing. There's so much more just like.
It was a bold move to go with legends out of the gate. But in a short amount of time, they already are.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's hard. Yeah, it's like giving yourself a nickname, like.
It's like, yeah.
It better catch on quick.
Yeah.
And it has.
You better not let people down.
Yeah.
Do you see they're selling merch now?
Yeah.
Good for them. Turn it into
and
a profit.
They say the profit is to help them continue to do what they do, which is show up to baseball games for free. So that's.
The beer ain't cheap.
Ah.
Got to pay for that.
True. So we're giving them beer money by buying merch.
And maybe some travel money in case they got to
Well, for the playoffs. You know. We might not be able to host, you know. We've got to get them to the regional, to the super regional, to Omaha, and beyond. Well, not beyond. That's where it ends. Road to Omaha. That's where it stops.
Right.
Hopefully hoist the trophy there.
Right.
Batting average for the teams This is are these numbers nationally, I guess? I mean, surely we're not 13th in the SEC in batting average with our 9-3 record. So I'm guessing we're 13th in the nation in batting average.
Is anything higher than 15?
Maybe we are 13th in the league. No, it's. I mean, but
anything on there, 15th or?
Don't worry, I got this.
Well, there's 14 teams, and there's only one 14th on there, so I'm guessing this is the SEC. Anyway, batting average, Vanderbilt, .309, Tennessee, .268. Says Vanderbilt's first, Tennessee's 13th. Slugging percentage, Vanderbilt is first, .527, Tennessee ninth, .437. OBP, that should be on base percentage.
Yes, that is
.412
correct.
For Vanderbilt, that's first. Tennessee is fourth, .390. So we walk a lot, get hit a lot, apparently.
We are the most walked team in, I think, the country.
Oh, nice.
Definitely in the SEC.
All right, runs scored. We're actually fourth at .233. Vanderbilt is fifth at .232.
Hmm.
That is crazy. So we turn our .268 batting average
into more runs.
Into one more run on the season. But I don't know. Is that because we played some really crappy?
So did they?
Yeah, I think those are conference ranks because.
Yeah, it has to be.
As of April 15th, we are not in the top 10 for batting average or top 15 for batting average.
Yeah, yeah.
Vanderbilt is ninth.
Yeah, so these are all SEC rankings. So we're 13th in the conference in batting average. That's crazy. But we're fourth in runs.
Well, a lot of that is because we take the walks.
And then we hit home runs. We don't leave a lot of guys on base, maybe. I don't know. Here are those.
We're not a big home run hitting team. Yeah.
Vanderbilt's also sixth in team earned run average nationally.
God, Lord, they're loaded.
We're 24th.
So they're first in the conference in batting average, and they definitely have the best overall pitching, right? Just kind of.
Yeah.
You know. Hits, Vanderbilt first, .320, Tennessee sixth, .302, RBI, Vanderbilt second, .222, Tennessee's fifth, .213. Doubles, Vanderbilt's first in doubles, triples, they're sixth in home runs. Tennessee is second in doubles, second in triples, and 11th in home runs. So we're hitting a lot of extra bases, but not so much home runs. Total bases, Vanderbilt's first, Tennessee's seventh. Tennessee is first in walks, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
195 on the season. Vanderbilt's fourth. And strikeouts, Tennessee is second. Vanderbilt's third. Stolen bases, Tennessee is first in the conference. So there you go. That's another number that gets runs in that doesn't show up in the batting average.
No, that's what they were saying about Florida. Not a very aggressive base running team. And Tony V loves to steal.
Loves to run. All right. Vanderbilt's fifth in stolen bases. They're about middle of the pack. Caught stealing. Tennessee is third. Yeah. Nine times, though. I mean, you know, if you're going to be aggressive, you're going to get caught some.
Sure.
Vanderbilt is 14th with three.
They've been caught three times?
Or is that on the defensive side? Like, that would be a good thing if it's offense, right, to be 14th in caught
what
stealing.
What is the stat?
Caught stealing. So that's caught stealing. That's got to be for your team.
You
running.
Got caught.
Yeah, so
yeah.
We're third worst, I guess, at that.
Nationally in home runs, Arkansas ranks first. In 33 games played, their team has hit 63 home runs.
Great googly moogly.
Well,
a little over two home runs a game they're averaging.
Tennessee is first in steal attempts. Team ERA, Vanderbilt first, .274. Tennessee is fourth. Team ERA in the conference, that's good. And then opposing batting average, Vanderbilt's first, .179. That is really, really good. Tennessee's ninth, .237. Batter struck out. Vanderbilt's fifth. Tennessee's sixth.
All right.
Hits allowed. Runs allowed. Vanderbilt leads the conference. Tennessee's 12th and 6th in those, respectively. And then walks allowed. Tennessee is first. So we actually walk the least amount of batters of any pitching staff in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
We're walked the most.
And we walk
the fewest.
Yeah.
Which,
hey, if that's kind of like one of Tony V's points of emphasis, I like it. Don't walk guys around the mound. Let's go after them.
What they were saying about Dallas. It's like he's going to throw strikes. And so some nights you're going to get peppered a little bit, but you're not going to hurt yourself by, you know, walking a bunch of guys and getting in trouble.
You know what statistic we have the advantage in?
Home field.
Well, that. And fielding percentage. Going to win it on the defensive side of the
defense.
Ball.
Defense wins championships. Not really. Not in baseball, especially. Usually.
Yeah. Pitching, and
uses pitching and hitting.
Well, pitching is that's defense.
Florida's defense was giving up like 3 errors a game in our series.
Yeah, they were
awful.
They had some just weird ones, too. Mm-hmm. That one where the dude just sailed it right over the first baseman's head.
Yep. Yeah, we ranked 24th in fielding percentage. Vanderbilt ranks 69th.
Nice.
I think Callum sent us that other preview earlier. I don't know. I can't go back and find it. So, Callum, you'll have to resend that over.
Putting Callum to work this morning, aren't you?
Fan Run Radio, final segment, hour one, next. Final segment, hour number one, as we preview Tennessee and Vanderbilt. The weekend preview brought to you by Callum at Callum_Vol. Appreciate his hard work. It's the Vols and the Doors. Vanderbilt is currently ranked number 2, while Tennessee is number 5. We talked about USA Today. They're like 2-3. UT leads the all-time series 177-161-2. In Knoxville, Tennessee leads it 94-58-1. Vandy leads at their place 98-76-1. And neutral sites, Tennessee 5-3.
What's the goal?
The goal?
Yeah.
Win the series. What do you mean?
It's a really good team, man.
I mean, you want to, you know?
I'm going to go with what Rusty Enser said. Don't get swept. Don't get
what?
Swept and win one of the first
That's
two.
That's such a loser mentality. Win the
Well, I mean
well, yeah, you don't
want to
get thought?
Obviously, yes, I
who
want to win all three. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying the goal is don't get swept.
Who would have thought Nate would be telling Kress that he has the loser's mentality? The one who's supposed to be the most positive of the crew.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm predicting that we're only going to win one game. I'm just saying that's the goal. Don't get swept. It's a really good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what, I mean,
so are we.
You don't go into a football game saying, I hope we don't lose by 10.
Literally, that's what we said all season long, Nate. Literally every game, it was, let's keep it
under
double digits.
Well, yeah, because our team was awful, not when we're ranked 5th in the country. If Tennessee football is 5th in the country, you don't go into any game going, I hope we keep it within single digits.
I mean, I am. I hope we do. Well, yes, I am. I hope we keep it within single digits. And I hope we have more points than they do at the end of the game. But the goal is to not get blown out. Don't embarrass yourself. And I don't think they will. I'm just saying, this is a good team. They're capable of beating you 3 times. You can't let that happen.
Georgia won the series against Vanderbilt.
I'm aware. So, yes, I think we have a good opportunity to win the series. I'd love to sweep them. But the goal...
Georgia hit 7 home runs in their 14-2 drubbing of Vanderbilt.
How are they on the home run list? Do we know?
Georgia?
Yeah. No, you didn't have that? Okay.
I'll look. But if you...
Are they a power team, Georgia?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
They took 1 against us.
Yeah. Vandy won 5-2 in game 2 of that Georgia series. Behind Jack Leiter's 13 strikeouts and 3 hits. Don't get too excited over there, Alex.
Look at that grin.
But the Bulldogs won game 3, 9-1 to take the series. Tennessee is tied at first in the SEC at 9-3, along with Arkansas and Vanderbilt. Vandy leads the league in batting with a .309 batting average and 320 hits. Tennessee's 13th. As we mentioned, the Doors have the league-best team ERA at 2.74, UT 4th at 3.32.
Georgia has hit 1 less home run than us this season.
Vanderbilt is 9th in fielding percentage. Tennessee is 2nd. So we really do play good defense. Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker are first and third, respectively, in the SEC in strikeouts, 84 and 73. So whether can we just extend counts early in this game is going to be, well, game one and game two, and try and get their pitch counts up. Just
yep.
We need a long inning.
We're good at
some point.
We're good at drawing base on balls. I mean, we're second in the country in drawing walks.
Yep. Really good vision from the Tennessee.
Well, that's
hitters.
What Tony V says. He says, "Do not swing at bad pitches."
Yep.
Plate discipline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's probably his biggest thing. At least I've noticed this year is. We're going to make pitchers throw strikes, and yep. We're just not going to swing at junk. And then you're going to – I mean, we saw that Florida guy. The dude threw like 10 straight balls. He rattled him. Mm-hmm. The legends were in his head. Couldn't throw one over the plate. Showers.
Breaking news from Eric number 37.
No, I saw that. It's not true. I'm not scared of them. I'm just saying they're a good team. We're a good team. Let's play like
trying
it.
To win the series.
I mean, I agree.
That's what you do. That's what it's going to take to – be a good postseason team. You're going to have to go into a series like this and win it.
I think ideally you want to win the series at home against a Vanderbilt team coming off the series loss against Georgia. But at the same time, like Chris said, like worst case scenario would be getting swept because I think it deflates kind of the confidence you've built up all season.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people calling you a pretender if Vanderbilt, especially if they just beat you bad all three games.
Yeah. And you have to think with this kind of start, the team's like, hey, you know, we can hang up there with the top of the SEC, but then when you finally face off against, you know, one of the top three, to lose that would be tough. But at the same time, you could understand losing a series, but getting swept, I think, would be worst-case scenario.
I mean, Florida was –
You literally just said what I've been saying all morning.
I didn't say I disagreed with you. Nate did.
You said I've been negative. I haven't been negative.
He was just saying you were more negative than I was.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
But I'm not being negative, though.
But in a way, he's being more positive because he's being more positive about Tennessee, even if he's preemptively being positive even if they lose two games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
like,
saying
that's he's right on brand.
What I want to say is that if they end up dropping the series –
yeah.
Not necessarily getting swept, but just losing the series. Like, fans shouldn't.
It's not
shouldn't
the end
be
of the
like,
world.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I'm right.
Still, like, you're not. You're
but you
not
said
gonna,
the goal. What's the goal? The goal is to win the series.
The goal is to sweep them and shut them out three times.
Sure.
I'm saying, like, you know, if you come away from the weekend and you only won one out of three, yeah,
no,
let's not throw it away. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I know. We're all
even getting swept, too. Like, you're going to.
It depends on how it would go. Like, I'd feel pretty bad if you get swept at home.
If all of them are tight, though, I'm not going to be worried about
yeah.
it. Like, the pace that they're on right now, winning every series that they've played, like, that's just not going to happen.
No, four is the most SEC series we've won since 2006.
Yeah.
And we've got six more to go.
There's going to come a dud. It's coming eventually because you need that in order to kind of send a wake-up call to the team to pick it up in a certain category.
Yeah, it can't
or whatever.
Be. It just can't beat a Vandy. Like, you can't throw three stinkers up there against your
no.
in-state rival home.
You got to play well. I mean, but Vanderbilt's, they are that good. You can play well and lose them all. You can play well and win them all. I mean, mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, I know we won the series against Florida. Like, those first two games, I mean, they were close. Oh, I know. I'm just saying, You were a couple plays away from getting swept, and you were one play away from sweeping
the
them.
Yeah. No, and that's the way it is. When you get into the top of the SEC, you get into super regional play mm-hmm. later. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's every little mistake is magnified. Every big hit is. I mean, these games are they're going to be tight. You got Vanderbilt, then you're at Texas A&M, then Kentucky at home, at Missouri. You got an Arkansas series coming up later. They're really tough, and then you finish. I mean, the last two series of the year are going to be huge because Arkansas at home, and then you're on the road at South Carolina. Both those teams are Arkansas, obviously, super good, and South Carolina's hovered around top 15 as well. You know, it just depends on how you define goal, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Come back, kickoff hour two next.